by Carolina Fresh Farms, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
He said go.
Go ahead.
Okay, is that time? Good morning, welcome to the Gardens Bench. We're here for Saturday morning from 8:39 live on WRHI AM 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. And Mr. Rector's going out of town somewhere.
He went to see Night Ranger.
Yeah, he's down in Charleston, I think.
Yep.
That's a good place for him, but I didn't say that. But anyway, my lovely bride, Miss Rhonda's here with me this morning.
Good morning.
We'll come up with something to talk about, apparently. We're pretty good at it anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were just talking beforehand.
Matt's going up us out, too. Yeah. The executive producer.
Oh, I like that. I've never been called an executive before. I appreciate it.
You know, I did a couple of years ago, and I ignored it.
Oh, well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you twice.
It looks like we're going to have a pretty cloudy day.
It is a cloudy day. And they called for rain yesterday all afternoon, and I never saw any.
We got some serious thunder and lightning going on. I think there was some rain later on in the night, but because the deck was wet,
Yeah, it rained a little bit yesterday afternoon, I think around 5, and now they were calling for some vicious storms.
Yeah.
They really were. That affected the first week of Friday night football.
Yeah.
High school football, and in fact, we were just talking beforehand, we've got a game that got moved from Friday night. They were kind of fearful of the lightning, and they moved it to this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty grateful for the cloud, so it'll be cool for those young men.
Which game is that?
That's going to be the Northwestern and Huff game.
And we're still debating where Huff is.
There's no debate. It's in Cornelius, I promise.
Yeah, because he's got to make a road trip.
No, it's going to be here in Rock Hill.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
But they're
coming down from Cornelius, and they're a number one team in North Carolina. Defending state champion up there, and then the defending state champion here, Northwestern. So that'll be a good one if you're looking for something to do this afternoon.
That will be a good one.
You can rather go cut my grass, or you can come to the ball game.
I'm ready for some football.
All right.
We enjoyed watching the Panthers last night. So
yes, ma'am.
So. The 2-1.
And 2 weeks to Gamecock football.
Mm-hmm.
So
and Clemson football for those of you on the other side.
Yeah. Well, yes. But you know. I bleed garnet.
She does.
Well, we got a daughter at each one. So A, we're broke.
Yeah.
And B, we got a.
Hey, it works. I pull for Clemson as long as I'm not playing the Gamecocks. So I'm not that diehard or anything.
Yes, ma'am.
She just started that the last 20 years. When I met her, I was strictly garnet.
Well, you know. Life sometime, but I think they canceled the Friday night food thing in downtown also, didn't they, because of the weather?
They did, and I mean, this time of year, though, you get some vicious storms, and
yeah.
We've gotten them the past couple weeks, and of course, my 9-to-5 job, when I'm not talking to y'all on Saturday mornings,
yeah.
You know, this, believe it or not, the Gardener's Bench doesn't pay the bills, so I got to work during the week still.
Yeah,
the Gardener's Bench. We're up and coming though. Maybe it will one day. But I'm the facilities manager over at the cotton factory, and
yeah.
You know, a 145-year-old building and roof issues and dips and dunks all on the roof, and it's a membrane roof, so we always kind of cringe and know it's going to be a real busy day when I see rain in the forecast.
Well, I hope it doesn't affect Summerfest too bad in York. So I know a lot of people plan on going down there with the vendors and all that. So it could be depending on how the storms do today, because I think they're calling for pop-up storms today.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So we'll see. And I know a lot of youth They're having a car show out at Northwestern to benefit the cheerleading team.
Okay.
I know, so they're having that. And then over at Sanctuary of Life Outreach, they're having a car wash for the youth. That's over off of Finley Road to raise money for a youth trip. So I'm going to take my car to get washed, whether it's raining or not.
Maybe I need to run mine by there.
Yes, yes. It's for a good cause.
Are they just taking donations or is there – I don't know.
I'm sure you can donate. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
I mean, sometimes they charge. Sometimes they just ask for donations.
No. It's donation only, but okay. Yes.
I thought
you meant ride by there and throw money out the window. They'd appreciate that too, probably.
Should do that too.
Yeah.
I'd appreciate that. Anybody'd appreciate that.
We try to help our young people. I just like to see them active and doing things like that.
Absolutely.
It makes for good cause.
About time to give him another donation.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. But, so, yeah, I appreciate y'all very much. And
we'll throw it out the wind.
Okay, I'll try to catch it. I'll try to catch it. But yes, I'm running for Rock Hill School Board, that large seat. So we announced that a couple weeks ago, and like I said, we're taking contributions, and they're very grateful. I'm overwhelmed.
I liked your video that you and Ashley did.
Thank you. That was
nice. I appreciate that.
Thank you. And she's
I'll have to show it to you.
She's the best, but. You know, I can't believe it. I get overwhelmed, kind of like I feel like George Bailey on It's a Wonderful Life, and I'm like, really, you believe in me enough to do this? Thank you. But yeah, it's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. We're gonna try to make a difference for the youth.
We will.
A little word of advice: just make sure she knows that you're in charge.
Who's that?
She knows you're in charge.
All right.
If you aren't. Make her think you are.
All right.
Okay, we'll be right back to the Garden's Bench.
My spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. I go through the revolution.
Hello, I'm Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. I used to know Senator Darlene Graham through her brother, Senator Lindsey Graham, but now I've gotten to know her directly for who she is. She believes our nation must be one that lives up to the promises of our founding documents and believes that we must be a pro-life nation. She will be a warrior in the U.S. Senate, and that's what we need. That's why Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America Candidate Fund could not be prouder to join President Trump and many others in giving her our enthusiastic endorsement today. She is 100% committed to leading on this issue at this point in our nation's history when it is so important. I urge all South Carolinians to vote for her in the runoff election next Tuesday, the 25th.
Pro-life Senator Darlene Graham is also endorsed by National Right to Life and South Carolina Citizens for Life. Vote Darlene Graham for Senate. SISPAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. SecurityStrengthFact.com.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather call, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
You look so fine, and I love to take my time.
you.
How many times a day do you say that?
I've lost, count.
good answer, guys. Good answer.
I've lost count. That just won't be made 26 years now.
Be November.
Come November.
Yep. So.
Wow. Long time.
Well, we'll jog your memory a little bit. Since we're going into the fall weather, what should people be doing to their yards and all getting ready for fall?
Very little.
I'm just asking, you know, I'm trying to keep the show afloat here.
Very little right now. This time of year, you watch it.
Watch it.
Unless you like get out in the heat. And Tommy and I never thought about the heat because it's just hot. So it's just dealt with it. But people nowadays worry about hot weather. So,
well, I don't know, but let me ask you a question that's probably on a lot of people's mind. Okay, especially those of us that work 9 to 5 and all around the clock, all different times of day. We keep encountering these rain showers. We want to go cut our grass. Sometimes it's too wet. By the time we get out there, it's too thick. You know, it clogs up your clogs up your mower. What are some tips? What's a way to get this thing done efficiently? And I don't know. How do you cut wet grass, I guess, is what I'm saying.
You don't. You don't. It comes up your mower and everything else. But now, and my brother says it's too wet to mow. Well, my uncle used to say it's too wet to plow. That was 50 years ago. I mean, he never plows because it's too wet. Tommy never mows because it's too gummed up.
Well.
But you can work it out.
Well, Tommy cut ours yesterday, the day before. I think it was Wednesday he cut it.
He said Monday, did he cut it? And I looked out there and he's cut it. So I don't know what he's doing now.
Well, he was out there weed eating yesterday. So, yeah. But I see people cutting their grass with either a push mower or a lawnmower, and there's clumps just coming out. I mean,
yeah.
That's too, it's gotten too big, even that happens. But.
Yeah, and I raised mine up and, you know, took the bagger off and got the little, put the thing on to shoot it out the side. And it's just, I don't know, that if it could not rain for maybe 3 consecutive days, give us some good time to get out there. But that's not going to happen this time of year.
No, not this time of year.
And we've still got, I mean, we're dead in the heart of hurricane season, I guess. And yeah. Knock on wood, we've been pretty lucky so far.
Yep.
Pretty lucky. So September, early September.
It's when the major ones usually
come through. Yeah, when the big guys usually come through.
You go at the end of September.
September 22nd?
Something like that.
And sometime around in there.
Yeah, now Hugo was late September, I remember right. 18th, 19th, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Mid to late September. But,
I don't remember being in early September.
It was late. Later. It was middle to late.
Most of them be the late September around here.
When did Helene hit?
22nd, something like that.
Wasn't it around September?
It was during the school. I remember it was during the football season because we had to
postpone,
move it around as a state, as the high school league. But that was... Yeah, that was, I think, late September as well.
Yeah, so we'd have to Google it to find out for sure. But
well, let's back up a second real quick and talk about football. Now, how good is Northwestern this year?
We'll see tonight. I mean, you got to buy your ticket or listen in here on FM 100.1 WRHI or on the WRHI app.
Raquel won last night.
Yes. They had a big win, and South Point was canceled. But we'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
That's right.
Hello, I'm Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. I used to know Senator Darlene Graham through her brother, Senator Lindsey Graham, but now I've gotten to know her directly for who she is. She believes our nation must be one that lives up to the promises of our founding documents and believes that we must be a pro-life nation. She will be a warrior in the U.S. Senate, and that's what we need. That's why Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America Candidate Fund could not be prouder to join President Trump and many others in giving her our enthusiastic endorsement today. She is 100% committed to leading on this issue at this point in our nation's history when it is so important. I urge all South Carolinians to vote for her in the runoff election next Tuesday, the 25th.
Pro-life Senator Darlene Graham is also endorsed by National Right to Life and South Carolina Citizens for Life. Vote Darlene Graham for Senate. SISPAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. SecurityStrengthFact.com.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
You always get satisfaction. Don't give me that. I know better.
It's always interesting having a married couple in here.
After 26, well, we're really together 30 years.
Yeah, so. 4 years before we got married. I tried to act right in public.
She does.
You have to watch out for the York girls.
I'm married to one, too.
I know.
Yeah.
I know your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
I went to school with his mother-in-law.
Yeah, they're good people. Yeah, good people.
4th of July, she came up and asked me about you. She does it every year.
Yeah, she talks to me.
He's your son-in-law. You ask him.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the football.
Yeah.
Football. I thought we were talking about gardening.
Well, we talked
about a little bit of both.
We did. We talked about mowing some grass. What about the shrubs? Can you cut them back now?
You can do whatever you want to now.
You're a professional in this. I know you've been retired for years. If you want to get out and cut grass, cut grass.
If you want to go out there and trim shrubs, trim shrubs. It's just how hot you can
Now, you said do nothing, and now you said do whatever you want.
That's right. Do whatever you want.
But sometimes
it's contradictory terms.
Yeah, sometimes it's too wet to plant. Sometimes it's too wet to plow.
That's it.
Or too wet. I'm sorry. Too wet to mow.
Too wet to mow.
Too wet to plow. Got it.
Too wet to mow would be worse than too wet to plow because it can gum things up. And I never mowed grass to begin with. Since I was little, I always had somebody to do it.
You can't hide money.
Do what?
You can't hide money.
I never had money.
I remember growing up, we had a push mower, and you know, my sisters and I, we would take turns cutting the yard, and that was part of our.
You got a pretty big yard of someone there now that's hand push mowed.
And that backyard was tough.
That's big.
Because we had a lot of holes and everything in the yard, but considering we grew up on the mill hill, and it was tough.
They had loud ride mowers down there.
We didn't have the goats out there to eat the grass. So, anyway.
Well, the tough part now is usually the right-of-ways and the ditches and all that. Because I hate to criticize the Bon Air, but DOT does not really care what you do in mowing the right-of-ways. They're going to do it their way.
Well, I know Matt was talking about he had a bagger on his, or he takes it off when it's wet so that it will shoot out. Could that be, could the bag not being on there be dangerous for the, if it shoots out to the road and hits somebody's car?
I mean, it could be if it's trying to hit your car, yeah.
It could be. But we do live... Yes, here near downtown, but our road, there's not a lot of traffic on it, not a lot of people parking on the street. So, but it could bust my window.
Well, I remember several years ago, a lady was coming up Museum Road, and she pulled into the nursery. Somebody had been cutting grass, and a rock flew and hit her driver passenger door, her driver door. And it didn't bust it out, but it shattered the glass because it didn't. You know, and she couldn't see to drive. She could see through the windshield, but the driver window was just. She had to call her husband and get him to come get her, and they took care of the car. But
yes,
it was all because of a rock flew from the lawnmower and hit her car.
Wow. Now I only do that when it's super, super tall. You know, I raise it up and put that on the side just so I'm not stopping every 10 minutes and unfilling a big old bag of wet, 50-pound bag of wet grass.
It does get heavy.
It does.
It's heavy quick.
I know I've been trimming up the yupon tree around our deck because the limbs of it have gotten so long that every time I walk down the steps or down the ramp, my head was getting hit by tree limbs. So I'm out there with his little clippers. I don't have the big clippers. I don't know where they're at. So I'm out there clipping, trimming up this tree to keep it from hitting the upside of the head.
Oh, gosh. Now, you can probably get some big trimmers over at Carolina Fresh Farms.
I probably could, but I'm sure my brother-in-law's got a pair of them somewhere in the shop.
We got them somewhere.
They're somewhere in the shop.
But this is a regular tree. This is a weepy yupon.
Well.
So it goes up and then fall back then.
A weeping yupon, and
it has these little red berries on it that get on my deck, and it just kind of you step on them, and they just kind of make red places on my deck.
Yeah, no, I've got a.
That's why you get a hot air blower to blow it off. If you never use this, it's you got it.
No, one side of our yard we live next to one of the few wooded areas in downtown Rock Hill, and I call it. The Saigon part of the yard because we've got bamboo that I'm constantly fighting and kudzu that creeps onto the trees and then gets
you can't get rid of that mess.
You can't. Maybe if I got some goats and some flying goats that get up in the trees, but we'll see when they come out with that. Maybe AI will help me.
You can, but I thought it'd about done away with it. Rock Hill, and I'm still here.
What was that?
The Rock Hill is about outlawed it.
Outlawed goats?
No, the weed he's got.
Oh, the weed, the kudzu?
Kudzu.
Well, they can outlaw it all they want, but
it's still growing.
I've never seen any kudzu get arrested.
I haven't either. It's still growing all over the place.
One time they were trying to say you could get it. So.
I don't know if it's against the law or not, but yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, we don't cut it.
Okay. We're at break time, I assume, and we'll be back to finish up the show, The Gardener's Bench.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last.
Hello, I'm Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. I used to know Senator Darlene Graham through her brother, Senator Lindsey Graham, but now I've gotten to know her directly for who she is. She believes our nation must be one that lives up to the promises of our founding documents and believes that we must be a pro-life nation. She will be a warrior in the U.S. Senate, and that's what we need. That's why Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America Candidate Fund could not be prouder to join President Trump and many others in giving her our enthusiastic endorsement today. She is 100% committed to leading on this issue at this point in our nation's history when it is so important. I urge all South Carolinians to vote for her in the runoff election next Tuesday, the 25th.
Pro-life Senator Darlene Graham is also endorsed by National Right to Life and South Carolina Citizens for Life. Vote Darlene Graham for Senate. SISPAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SecurityStrengthPAC.com.
This is Vinny Etter of AirTech. Our business is growing, and if you have experience or prior training as a heating and air technician, we need you. Pay is based on experience, and you have the opportunity to advance.
Willing to learn? AirTech will teach you. Call 327-7100 and receive the area's best starting base pay.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day's a lovely day.
Yes, it is. You got me.
This is what you make out of it.
That's right.
That's right.
I'll agree with you. I'm not arguing that point. Best thing ever happened to me. Get me out of jail. And like I told Bruce Bryan one time, the sheriff, the statute of limitations ran out on me a long time ago.
But anyway.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Well, Bruce was at our wedding and everything else.
Yeah, he's a good man. I had the chance to see him the other day.
I hadn't seen him or Blanche either one in a long time.
They both have gotten old. I don't know what happened.
And you haven't?
Nope. Come on, brother.
But everybody remember, there's a lot going on around Rock Hill. We got the football game this afternoon.
Yes,
ma'am. Summerfest in York. So is Farmer Market still open?
Yes, Farmer's Market's still open in downtown Rock Hill. We've got the Northwestern Cheerleader Fundraiser going on, the car show out there at Northwestern High School. We've got the youth car wash going on at Sanctuary of Life Outreach Center. Head over there on Finley Road. Good, great group of people. So go donate to their youth, too.
I'm impressed he can remember all that off his head.
That's part of his job. So.
Yeah.
He didn't used to do that.
And don't forget Tuesday for the preliminary voting. So don't forget to go vote on Tuesday.
Your primaries.
The primaries, yeah. Excuse me.
Yep. So it seems like this thing's never going to be over. But
it will eventually. Come November, it'll all be over.
One day.
Okay, and that's it for this week. We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, and by Wild Birds Unlimited. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench. on WRHI. South Carolina's most honored